Hey, a listener, this podcast contains some sensitive things that may or may not trigger you in a certain way. So listener discretion is advised.
To those who are new around here, welcome. To those who are not new around here, what is up? Home Skillet Biscuit.
Hey, hello.
I think we can just like record that.
And then just put it at the start.
And then just put it at the start.
And just jump start straight away, right?
So she doesn't have to like repeat it every single time.
But I like it. I like repeating it.
You like repeating it?
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine. That's fine.
Yeah, but we can record if you want to.
No, don't want. You want to do extra work, we let you do extra work.
Oh, okay.
we finally have someone to push around in Donut Box. I'm just kidding.
It's okay. I'm a woman anyway.
Whoa.
Gender equality, man.
So essentially the women empowerment ends in April because International Women's Month ends in March.
Yeah.
Right? So I guess the power over
here. Yeah.
So equality dies in April.
Oh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
So the men get the power again.
Tell that to all the husbands out there in the world.
They don't dare do it. they're like, oh, kalau aku boleh kan. You know lah, bro. Like,
I have a question for
yes.
y'all. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Do y'all re-listen to the episodes that we record?
I do.
We do.
Okay.
I do.
So do you find like things that annoy you from your own recordings?
I do. My laughter.
Okay. This is what I realized now.
Okay.
Right.
So when I'm teeing up to say something,
mm-hmm.
and I'm excited about it, I do this.
Yeah. when I edit, I'm just like, okay, Isaac's gonna say something. This is the part I can clip.
So I'm trying to make it a habit where like if I'm not talking, I'll just keep the mic away from me.
Allah, don't lie. You really.
Then you have like.
I'm dealing with two neurodivergents, you know. So like,
yeah,
I have to constantly like, hey,
like. Spit it out, yeah. Spit it out. We know.
What's in your mouth? What's in your mouth?
Spit it out. No.
Hey. That's my dog. Stupid ass child. Yeah. Sometimes he loves eating things off the floor. It's just like a very extra motivation for him, you know.
It's like a vacuum cleaner.
Yeah, I mean, cause he's a corgi, right? And corgis are like herd dogs / hunting dogs, right? And they like sniffing for shit, and they like hunting. So everything on the floor entices them because it brings them back to nature again.
Mm-hmm. All these vertically challenged canines, challenged. Right?
Yeah,
like you call them hunting dogs, but. What exactly do they hunt?
It's the queen's favorite dogs.
It's the queen's favorite dogs, yeah. But they don't hunt. They don't really hunt big animals per se. But
yeah, everything yay high.
Yeah. It's like
mushrooms.
In the whole dog department in God knows which country, they're like they have like all their offices and stuff like that. The corgi department, the vertically challenged department is like the one that's hardest to deal with.
Beagles are the ones that are the truffle hunters, right?
Yes, they're the truffle hunters. Mm-hmm. I would believe corgis hunt small animals. Anything that's on the ground.
Yay hi.
Yay hi. The department comes in with a directive and like, you need to hunt for horses. And then they're like, oh, we can't do that.
But I have short legs.
Yeah, they're so short though that like how do they hunt?
Like, no, just run. The directory has the measuring tape, right?
Yeah.
So kalau the corgi hunts
the category here.
Anything above like 3 inches, they're like, nope, corgi, you have to put it back.
Yeah.
Nope.
Today I learned.
Yeah.
I think they're just
here's another information about the corgis.
Lah, mana,
dude.
You don't have like the corgi department just running around with like rulers.
Yeah. No, I can't do this. It's just 0.5 inches above my directive.
The corgi brings back like a chicken, right, that's taller than him, then the directory just like uko and like, oh no lah.
This is not your KPI lah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Next time can you please go through management first before you decide to do something this big? Just like a office. Okay, so this is a real nugget of information that you can go to there and learn, that you can teach your kids too, because you're a teacher, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm very sure kids nowadays like to learn small nuggets of information because they're iPad children.
Yes.
Corgis, what I found out was that corgis are primarily not just hunting dogs, but they are also herding dogs. And the reason why they are so advantageous as a herding dog is because of their height.
Oh.
Because you know how big dogs, when they herd animals, especially like horses, cows, they run the risk of being hit by the hooves of the cows, or getting kicked by the dog, being kicked. Right,
okay.
These herding dogs, like collies, whoever you have it, right? Yeah. But corgis are so short that the hooves will miss corgis, and that's what makes it so good. That's what makes them so good at herding dogs.
Okay.
Yeah, because they won't die. They don't get killed by...
Don't get kicked.
They don't get kicked by cows. So so that's something they can teach your kids.
So I would do well at the farm. Lah.
Correct.
Like Hazi coming in to a herd of crows, cows, and then like they're kicking left, right, and center, and I'm just dodging.
How do I mention when teaching music, by the way? Like, oh, by the way, corgis.
Yeah, why not? Right? It's like, okay, let's just play this in A minor. By the way... did you know...
Do you do that whole like... this sound reminds me of...
Yeah. Like when a tone reminds you of an animal or like something. That's like, oh, speaking of...
Yeah. When they play the violin.
Okay, this reminds me of a corgi story.
See? We're teaching you segues, Azrina.
Okay, maybe I'll just like talk about it. But then, okay, we'll see about that.
Okay, so this has been 2 weeks off since we had Azrina's debut on episode 69, which ran after episode 70. Because we don't know how to list episodes anymore. credit to Spotify, because if you were to do it in ascending order, usually they will sort out the numbers, right? But they didn't, because they're doing it based off the dates, which means that officially, on the Donola podcast playlist, episode 69 comes after episode 70, which is great, because that's exactly what we wanted, right? Because exactly what we wanted. We wanted people to know that we were fucking around, and we talk about it for the longest time, right? So this is 2 weeks after I disappeared. And I...
Where did you go?
I flew to the east of Malaysia to become more Malaysian, because a lot of the East Malaysians say that the peninsula people are like, oh, you don't know what's going on in the east.
Okay. Right?
So I decided to go like, yeah, fuck you. So I'll come over. No, it's for work. So I went off for work over the last 2 weekends, over for excursions, to do stuff, to do work for my work.
To do work for my work.
To do work for your work.
Sorry, I ran off because like
work is working.
Yeah, we are in a new location, and like there's a lot more foot traffic than normal.
Oh.
And people are staring into the car where we are recording. It makes me feel a little bit uncomfortable. But also at the same time, this was what I asked for. Mm-hmm. Stop looking. okay. So I jump right in to how we're gonna catch up. And basically, I was in East Malaysia, and for the very first time in my life as a 31-year-old, I finally got to go to Sarawak.
Oh,
I've never been to Sarawak before.
Oh, actually, me too.
Yeah, so like in the Malaysian checklist.
You've never been, Azrina?
No.
Really?
I've been to Sabah.
Okay.
But Sarawak, no.
No, right?
Oh, yeah. Interesting.
So I've never been to Sarawak as well. So that last week was my first time getting to Sarawak. And it was an eye-opening experience solely because the lifestyle there is so different. Excuse me. Sabah, they always pride themselves and say like, oh, we are a very friendly place and we're very chill. We're a very chill group of people.
But what do they know? They're Indonesians.
Sarawakians are Filipinos. Kalimantan. Okay. What I was going to say was that what I realized was that Sarawakians are, man, you guys are too chill. Like really,
chill
really too chill. Like,
sorry, Sarawakians or Sabahans?
Sarawakians are too chill.
Oh really?
Yeah. Like lifestyle wise, like. I don't know about the people, but like lifestyle-wise, it's like, man, I'd retire here, but also at the same time, I would probably get cabin fever from just staying in the city. Like, I can't do it because like, for the very first time in my life, I see people out and about in the streets, and they have camping chairs with them.
Oh, Kerusi Hiling.
Yes, Kerusi Hiling. Yeah. They have camping chairs with them, and they just randomly pop it out on the side of the road and just sit down.
Oh.
And they just chill. And I'm like, there's no purpose at all.
We can do that here too, you know.
Yes, we can do that here. But then again, in the city, we are always like, how do we say this? We live life purposefully, which means that we have a purpose in life. Or like, we do things because we want to do things, right? There's a reason to every single thing that we do.
Sarawakians
doesn't seem
Henry's,
like...
Henry's calling you bums.
Okay, look, like, to put it nicely, like, you guys are too chill. Like, you guys, like... If I was Chinese mother, I would go up to you and go like, why haven't you found a job yet? That's exactly like that. How chill they are. Like, how can I cannot fathom the fact that you guys would just have a camping chair ready to walk around and sit down the side of the road and go like, okay, this is what I want to do for the next hour.
Actually, we can learn a thing or two from the Sarawakians.
Really?
That I would do that. Like, if I didn't have anything to do, right, I would just like, I'd be like either a vagrant or a hobo, la, just walking down the street and everything with my cross healing.
But the thing is, these guys have homes, though. These guys have homes, though. Like, I'd be like, all right, you know what? Maybe the homelessness rate in Sarawak is like triple or tenfold the amount in West Malaysia, right? And it only makes sense for them to live with camping chairs because that's where they stay, right? Or this is where I'm going to camp for the night and sit down in the camping chairs and I go sleep on the next day and then they start walking again, right? But these guys have homes. Why can't you just chill at home?
What about cost of living there?
Do you know about it?
Higher. It's higher, yeah. Like, there are some things that are, like...
Because everything needs to be flown in.
Yeah, correct. And also, at the same time, Kek Lapis, I never knew how expensive Kek Lapis was.
Bruh, no, it just... Okay, yeah, yeah.
Okay. Oh, hot take.
All right. I know it's expensive because of, like,
it never used to be. Yeah. The method of creating it. Like, but yeah. It never used to be...
That expensive.
Yeah.
The only reason it got more expensive is because, like, people are coming up with more creative ways.
Okay.
More creative flavors.
So you're paying for the labor, like, basically.
You're paying for the innovation.
Oh great, that's nice.
The cara buat sama je. Yeah. Mana ada beza pun.
Oh, ini Kek Lapis
like,
hybrid.
Oh, Cadbury lah benda. Oh,
right. So the material that they're using now is more expensive. So
and
they can...
because that one materials. And then okay, fine, the labor cost lah. And but mostly the ingredients.
Yeah.
But the reason I think lah, personally for me, I think that the reason why Kek Lapis has like gone up in price so much within the past 10 years is because of its popularity lah.
Of course, because everybody goes to Sarawak and they're like, oh, I need to go and get a Kek Lapis.
Kek Lapis, Biscoff, Lotus lah, Cadbury lah, Nutella.
It's like westernized now. Like the flavors are like not but the original ones. Yeah.
So, but they're so good, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and so that's all about Kek Lapis I want to talk about.
Because
Kek Lapis.
I don't know, like, maybe I need another trip to Sarawak to kind of like...
How many days did you spend in Sarawak?
Four days. That was enough.
Okay.
See, that was enough.
I know that, like, they say that Sabah is the place to have seafood.
Yes, oh, yeah,
they
correct, say correct.
Tapi Sarawak pun not bad, what? Tapi mi kolok ah.
Okay, so kolok mi was great. Right? I have to say, kolok mi was great. But for four days in a row, because I had a colleague who lives in Sarawak, so she knows in Kuching particularly, and we were in Kuching, and she knows all the places to go to, right? And she's Chinese, bless her heart, so she doesn't know how to deal with Malay people.
Oh,
so we had two of my colleagues who were fasting.
Okay.
But we had no choice because we only had one transport, so like they were there and then they were like drinking and eating in front of them. And to me, it's nothing new anymore. It's the second and third week of Ramadan. Mm-hmm. So at that point, everybody's like, we don't care.
Yeah.
Right? We just want to get the day over with, right? And we were having breakfast and we had one of the best mee kolok over there. And also, that's where I realized that maybe from now onwards, if I have the chance to go to Sarawak more often, I would not eat mee kolok in KL anymore.
Yeah.
Oh, because
it's expensive.
Oh, it's expensive?
Yeah. Yeah. Do you know a bowl of mee kolok everywhere in Kuching is $5?
Yeah. It used to be 4 and 3.
Yeah. And I'm like, yo.
But over a period of like 10 years, inflation by 1 ringgit, not bad, right?
It's not bad, you know? Yeah, it's really it's not bad. And I'm like, in KL, it's like $8, $9. And I was like, bro, I can get a hearty meal for $5 in Sarawak.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of mee kolok,
mm.
like Azrina, like... So I was on social media.
Ooh. Okay.
And like you had a bunch of photo dumps.
Okay.
And from your trip to Singapore and everything.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. But I noticed that you have a group of friends who are quite attractive.
Oh. Huh. What are you trying to say?
Let's talk about them.
Let's talk about them.
Oh, hold on now.
No la.
Right, carry on.
That was a good segue though.
Yeah,
from Mikolo to Azrina's friends.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
I thought you were going to talk
why,
about me.
Why, is it because her hair is curly or what?
Like. No. Like, she had like some quite cute friends.
Right. Mm-hmm. Carry on.
Yeah, so I'm like, oh, okay.
Okay,
that's about it, lah. that's about all I want to say about that, lah.
Okay, so because the person that I'm staying with is my cousin's sister-in-law.
I see.
So I guess probably that's a Singaporean look. Are you into Singaporean ladies? So they're Singaporean.
It's okay lah. Anyway, you had a topic you want to talk about.
I like he just went like, it's alright man. It's not.
Anyway, you had a topic you want to talk about lah. What's up with the SPCA thing?
Oh yes.
About dogs, they're like cleaning, not like cleaning, cleansing the place. Like, yeah, inshallah. They're taking the dogs and kill it.
SPCA is doing that?
It's not SPCA, but like generally, I don't know whether it's going to lead back to this topic or not. But so just a little segue from what I was about to say, I think. Basically, there was a directive out by the Shah Alam Municipal Council that said that we will reward you $200 if you kill this amount of dogs.
Dogs.
What the fuck? That's genocide, bro.
Yeah.
And you get rewarded by that.
It's not like we don't have a genocide to look at now, right? So
They're actually rewarding people to kill dogs.
MBSA. So they're saying like, okay, you have a number of animals you have to kill, a number of dogs that you have to kill in order to get like $200 to $300. And the reason why it went so it was such a big issue was because the crown, the sultana, is it the sultana?
Sultana.
I think so. It's not the sultan. It's not the agong, but like the sultan's of Selangor's wife.
Okay, yeah. Permaisuri.
Tengku Permaisuri, but it's not Permaisuri. But Permaisuri is
the queen.
Queen. It's not the queen. It's the.
I mean, not agong punya wife lah, but sultan's
wife.
Selangor punya wife.
Yes.
Yeah, she sultana lah.
Yeah, sultana. Yes, correct. So she came out and said like, "Hey, this is wrong."
Yeah. No
and
shit.
And then MBSA was like, instead of saying, okay, we will stop this altogether, they said, we'll put this on hold.
The fuck?
Yeah.
Wait, sultana, they call you out.
Yeah. So you got called out and they said like, okay, we will reconsider the terms and conditions. I'm like, hold on. What the fuck is even this conversation that we are having, right? And I'm like, if someone from a higher power tells you that this is wrong and you still say, we'll think about how we can best maneuver this, you are still an asshole.
Dia belum kena panggil ke istana lagi.
Yeah.
Belum kena panggil ke sana je.
So, I don't know whether that's actually going to lead to what you were about to say, but yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they're just like collecting dogs and just kill them.
Yeah.
Just because there are a bunch of like wild dogs out there. It's like, oh, it's, you know, unsanitary, it's haram. And then they're just, you know, just kill it. Just dogs.
Damn it. I've never known Shah Alam to have a dog issue.
Yeah, me neither. Like, which part of Shah Alam is this
I've
that they have to
count? I've lived in Shah Alam
for the longest time.
And I've never known it to have. I know it has a cat issue.
Yeah, maybe you all need to kill the cats instead. I don't know.
Maybe don't kill animals.
Yeah, don't kill animals. Yeah,
we're
don't
all
kill
animal
animals.
Lovers here. Don't kill animals.
Yeah, don't kill animals.
But I've never known Shah Alam to have a dog issue.
Yeah, me neither. Like, I've not seen a stray in like for the long. Stray cats, yes, but not stray dogs. I've not really seen stray dogs in Shah Alam.
I mean, like there are stray dogs in Shah Alam, but not a lot.
Yeah.
So I guess MBSA should be rethinking their priorities.
Yeah, they should. I mean, maybe, you know, think about how to make it less hotter in Shah Alam because of the scenes.
Less hotter.
Yeah, like, it's too hot in Shah Alam, particularly.
But you know what you can do about this issue, right? Like, if in America, you can write to your local congressman, right? In Malaysia, you can just, like, carpet bomb the shit out of their social media.
Or
Datuk Bandar ni Datuk Bandar Shah Alam
Or just Molotov cocktail lah. Molotov cocktail lah.
Tak, itu for local grocery stores who bring in like socks with like the
kalimah lah. What do you guys think about that?
I think it's stupid because not stupid as in like the Molotov cocktail issue.
Yeah,
I think it's stupid that no one in no one who was doing inventory realized that they were actually stocking socks with the word with the kalima Allah on.
Yeah.
And I think that's stupid and I think that was intentional.
Yeah. It's definitely sabotage, right? Like I think everybody was like leaning towards the narrative of like, oh, someone has definitely sabotaged KK Mart. And I was like, at first I didn't want to believe it. I thought like I could just really brush it off as a mistake. Right? Honestly, it's like an honest mistake because, you know, these guys are ran by Chinese people and sometimes Chinese people just don't know better.
Yeah.
Right. Because our logic is never mind, salt is salt, ma. Right?
If you were raised in Malaysia, if you lived in Malaysia, there's no way you don't know Khalid the writings of the word Allah.
Yeah. Fair enough. There's no way.
People
right?
are tagging them on the side of the highway also.
It's everywhere.
It's in the cars, like the side mirrors and shit like that.
You see all those shitty ass drivers on the road. Yeah. Like whenever they cut in front of you, just look at the back of their windows.
Oh, I know who you are. Yeah. Okay. So here's the thing, right? I think not only was it an act of sabotage, and there's one more thing that I really want to talk about in regards to this issue, and it gets really political, but also it's a very big lesson about how words of authority can have an effect on the people. And it's a very scary reality that we live in where people blindly follow the wrong things.
Yeah.
Right? But then again, as human nature, sometimes we really don't know better, and sometimes words of authority really helps to amplify your decisions. Mm-hmm. Right? I'm not saying that the UMNO youth chief actually had a say in the Molotov cocktails. I'm not saying that he had something to do with it. I'm saying that his words made a very big impact on how KK Mart is being treated currently.
Oh yeah.
Right?
People's reaction is just
and especially when we are in the current boycott culture that we have right now where there are certain places that are being boycotted. We don't talk about that one because it's a very big
issue.
It's another onion altogether to kind of unpeel every layer, right? But we're well done.
Yang Chong.
Well done. But this whole issue, which is to me is very petty. They've apologized, right? They've already said we fucked up. Like we really fucked up and we'll be very careful in the future. What more do you need KK Mart to do until you're satisfied, or even and then you have Akmal, this fucker, who comes up and says things like we should be boycotting these guys and we should be expecting the worst, you know, doing the worst to these people because they're wrong, you know, they did this because they want to spite us and stuff like that.
Boycott
but la. It's the words that you use and the choice of the words that you use that cause this reaction, you know, and then. The one thing that really angered the shit out of me was that these guys don't know how to say sorry. It's wrong.
It's more mentality, lah. Malays have always had this mob mentality where, if one fucker just stands up and goes let's get him, everyone will be like, huh, what's happening? Okay, sure, let's get him.
Yeah. And before this KK Mart issue, also we've had the Grab riders who killed the guy. If you guys remember this,
no,
there was a driver. E-hailing driver who accidentally hit a motorcyclist, right? And what the Grab riders proceeded to do was to hog tie him and beat him up.
And he died.
And it's because of this stupid mob mentality thing, right? So he's dead now. So how?
What's next?
What's next? Okay, is that gonna repair your bike?
Yeah.
Is that going to give you back the life that you are going to currently spend for first degree murder?
I think they got 20 to life, right?
Yeah, I think so. I think they did. So good on them because you know, this is what you get for being an asshole. This is what you get for taking actions to your own hands.
I mean, okay.
Ooh,
la,
it's coming.
If they were rational, maybe they wouldn't be Grab riders.
Oh, what? No.
Ooh.
If they were smart and rational,
if
maybe
they didn't take the 10,000 ringgit out of the KWSP from the government.
But no hate to Grab riders.
No hate to Grab riders. Some people are forced to in the situation.
They've been very, very helpful to me during the month of Ramadan.
Oh.
Sure, I get dirty stares from them whenever they deliver food to me in the afternoon.
Oh, okay.
But hey, man, you're doing me a service, way.
Yeah. Hey, thank you, brother.
Thank you, brother.
Thank you for keeping in the black plastic bag, too. I'm glad.
Order Aseng, Muka, Ahmad.
Anyway, just to wrap it up, right, for that topic, because every time I talk about it, it angers me. It made me even angrier yesterday when Akmal was brought in by the police for questioning, right? Yesterday he was arrested.
Oh,
he was arrested for inciting this, right? But in the pretense of he's being questioned by the police, right? And people were following him, and there was this guy who followed with Akmal and looked at Akmal going into the police car with no handcuffs, by the way, with no handcuffs. And he had the balls to look at the camera and say, "Never fight, never surrender." What the fuck are you fighting for, bro?
His ego.
What the fuck are you fighting?
What are you fighting for, bro? Seriously, like, how many Molotov cocktails you want other people to throw under your name in order for you to realize that what you're doing is absolutely wrong?
But you know, this is the future of the party, right?
That's great, right? That's very nice.
Fucking shit, right?
Yeah. Like you've got KJ come out. He's an ex-AMNO party member.
Mm-hmm.
Ex, right? He's no longer with AMNO, right? Yeah, so he's technically a free agent. Yeah, he's a DJ now, right? And KJ came out and said, like, what Akmal is doing, he needs to stop. Right, you guys are like doing this the party, and like these guys are like, takisa, down kick him, throw all the Molotov cocktails, and I'm like, that's great.
And fucking AMNO is now affiliated with us. Like, what the fuck?
What?
No, PNN.
Oh yeah. Those guys, yeah. Huh. Yeah, the ones that ruined our country in 3 years. Yeah.
But also, the people that they're attacking, also like Malay people working in KK Mart.
Can. It's so weird, right? Like, ever since the boycotting has been happening the last few years. Okay, look, I understand the whole notion of a boycott.
Yeah.
I get it. But when you start harassing people because of a boycott, under the pretense of a boycott, that's when I have a problem with you.
Mm-hmm.
Right? If you have peacefully boycotted and said, I'm just not going to support your business.
Yeah, just don't buy. Just don't go.
Just don't even think about their service and stuff like that. Okay, fine. But when you start going and harassing people like, oh, you work with this company.
Yeah.
We've been boycotting this company. Fuck you for being associated to them. Mm-hmm. I'll hit you because of that. And I'm like, okay, that's when I draw the line.
Yeah.
Right? That's where I draw the line. That's where it becomes, you guys are not, I don't know how to say it. Like, it's a very touchy issue for me solely because of how I don't like this. I hate the mob mentality in Malaysia. Yeah. I really hate the mob mentality in Malaysia. I hate it when things are executed wrongly.
Yeah.
that's I think, as simply put. Mm. Right. I hate it when things are executed wrongly. This could have been very peaceful. Right.
Yeah, you can just settle it and then, okay, that's fine. You apologize, great. Don't
you
do it anymore.
You could have just said, I will never support your shop again and never shop there again. That's all you had to do, right? But then you start enacting violence on people. That's when I like, okay, guys, you were taking this a bit too far.
Yeah.
Right. Haziq, you are anarchist. What do you think about it?
I think Malaysians have too much time on their hands.
Correct.
Yeah.
Like really, really too much time on their hands.
Look for a job.
Like, obviously.
Yeah,
like,
look for a job.
That's the last thing they're going to do.
To be very honest with you, looking for jobs are the best time killers because I remember throwing my resume around and it took me 3 to 4 hours.
Yeah, so but I'm like, personally for me, like you're as an anarchist myself, like and as like someone who's like anti-management.
Yeah.
Like
anti-establishment.
Establishment.
Yeah.
It's basically like the one thing I hate is when people say no, don't do that, or you can't do that, something like that, right? But for me, like you just have to find the right method of retaliating.
Right?
Throwing a Molotov cocktail at one KK Mart is not going to solve your issue.
Yeah.
You know, KK Mart is like everywhere. And plus, like, I don't agree with them with what they did about like the whole sock issue.
Yeah.
But goddamn, do they have like really good prices for like tin canned cat food.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Their canned cat food, like the wet cat food, like the prices are like unbeatable.
Okay, yeah, you guys are pet owners, so I'm pretty sure you guys are going to KK Mart together.
Like, and also like if you feed dogs like stray cats or stray dogs, like it's reasonable.
Cheap, yeah.
It's reasonable.
Yeah. So unless they hike up prices for like wet canned cat food, then I'm sorry to say, but I'm still going to support them.
Yeah, correct. They made a mistake. But then okay lah, just move on lah.
Move on.
But then you have to understand that like priorities for Malaysians, like they're very, very like vague.
Mm.
Because you can say like, oh, look they'll say like something like, oh, look at our Palestinian brothers, like they're getting murdered by Israelis, right?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Let's boycott all Israeli products, right? What are they boycotting?
Everything.
Are they boycotting Waze? They're still using Waze. Are they boycotting McDonald's? They're still eating at McDonald's.
Some of them are
boycotting Starbucks. They're still buying stuff from Starbucks.
Mm.
Still drinking Coke.
Yeah. So yeah, you have It's very macam like kau nak buat tak nak buat.
Mm.
Nak buat. Tak nak buat jangan buat.
Take it for me when it comes to boycotting, because like I've been boycotting Gamers Hideout for the last 7 years. Yeah, oh. I've never stepped into a Gamers Hideout since their whole issue with
Basically, what's that? Gamers Hideout is basically like you kan kat Wan Utama kan.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're going to TGV, it's on the third floor. It's just
right next to the escalator.
Right next to the escalator before you go up to TGV.
Mm. Okay.
So Gamers Hideout is notorious for being assholes to their customers.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Like, so notorious. Like,
yeah, and they're unapologetic about it.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Like they need money from the customers.
Yeah. But so what they do is when they fuck up, right?
And they have a big sale.
They have a big sale. Yeah. After that, and people just like forget about it. Yeah. So this is what I'm talking about. Like,
okay.
If KK Mart was smart, they were like, oh, okay.
You just 50% off everything.
50% off everything.
And then peace is restored in the world again.
Yeah.
Then everybody's like, oh, okay, you know, you got discounts. It's fine.
Yeah.
Because
everything can be solved with the pretense of a discount.
Oh yeah.
And this is an unpopular opinion that I have.
Ooh.
But you know how our Malays are actually like, if you're upfront about things, they don't give a shit, man. Like, if you're upfront about it, let's say I steal from you, right?
Right.
I steal from you, and then I go up to you and go like, hey, Henry, I stole from you. You'll be pissed.
Yep.
Right? But that's it.
Yeah, correct.
And then like, okay, give me back my money. Right.
No.
Yeah, no. Yeah. Right. But then they'll be like, oh, shit, what can I do about it?
Yeah.
So Malays are like that, though. If you're upfront about it, right, they don't give a shit. And this is the reason why this is the reason for the downfall for Najib. Because he kept going around in circles. And I've said this before and I'll say it again. Like, if Najib was truthful
and said, I stole the money. Yeah.
Malaysians in general wouldn't give a shit.
Yeah. He would have got a more lighter part, like a better pattern from the king.
I'm honest. I stole money, but I'm honest. Yeah, and then Malaysians will be like, he is.
I guess. I mean, like, he said that he stole it, so.
Yeah, it is what it is.
Yeah.
I'll give it back. That bit Malaysians will be like, yay! Yeah. But he never does. And people will just forget about it.
Hey,
like,
when someone goes, hey, remember the time Najib said he's gonna pay us back?
Because it's sovereign fund money, right?
So it won't go
back into our personal accounts. It'll have to go somewhere into a sovereign account, right? Into the country account, everything.
Suddenly our EPF went up by tenfold.
Yeah. So he gives back the money, doesn't give back the money. Who gives a shit, right?
As long as
he says that. So I stand by time and time again in my argument that Malaysians,
that's
like Malaysians, if you are upfront about something, right, towards the Malaysian public, they don't give a shit.
Guys, just be honest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I killed the guy.
And it goes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay.
What can I do about it? Well, yeah. I mean, thank you for being honest, I guess.
Yeah. Go to jail.
Go to jail. Oh no!
Yeah.
Oh my God! What can you do? Okay.
Mm. And it applies. Yeah, and it applies to this KK Mart situation as well.
Yeah.
We fucked up. We fired the guy that like
brought the stock in the first place. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Fuck it. We lynched him.
Yeah.
You know. And no one would give a shit about it.
We threw 10 Molotov cocktails. We don't care about the Molotov cocktails. We care that you're honest, and thank you for that.
Yeah.
Is he dead? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I guess.
And then we just moved on.
Yeah. Yeah.
We are fickle people.
We are fickle people. Malaysians are very colorful characters. Sometimes you think that we do the right thing, and then we don't. But it doesn't surprise you anymore at this point. I guess this was gonna happen. Like it was bound to happen. Like someone's gonna die about it. Someone's gonna get killed. And then you're like, okay.
As long as you juggle sensitivity.
Yeah. Hey, but hey, look at the bright side. They were honest about it. They said sorry. Okay, anyways, let's go away from this topic and we will go to our normal programming. We did promise them last week that we're going to go to our normal programming. We had another question from Joel.
Yay! Hey.
Thanks, Joel.
Hey, is it Joel or Joel?
Yeah, answer us in the next suggestion. Yes. Send us another suggestion and say, is Joel, by the way, or is Joel, by the way. Thanks.
Is Joel hyphen L? The letter L. Joel.
Joel. Joel.
Billy Joel. I had a friend. I had a high school junior. His name is Joelson.
Who the heck?
Yeah, that was really interesting. And it was not even like an English name. It was part of the IC.
You know how like Chinese people come up with their own names, right?
Yeah.
Okay, what's the weirdest name you've ever heard?
Oh my God, I have a kid named Legolas.
Fucking weeb. Fucking nerd.
Was he taking the hobbits to Isengard? The whole sole purpose of living... to take the hobbits to Isengard?
When he introduced himself to you, do you have his bow?
I just don't know. I was like, oh, Legolas, are you serious? Your name is Legolas? Yeah. What's your white hair? You know, what's your wig? You know? And then he's like, it's my dad.
Oh my god.
It's a Chinese poor guy, child. Legolas.
Oh, of no. course it has to be a Chinese guy.
His dad's a fan of like...
No, I don't even think that he's a fan of Lord of the Rings. I think he's just a fan of Lego. And then they were like, okay, we need to spice it up.
I think he was a fan of fancy names and he thought Legolas was a fancy name.
Do you know the how they came up with that name? Or is it just a straightforward?
I want to name my son Jim Lee from now onwards.
I just know it's Legolas. I'm like, okay, do you want to be the archer?
You should have responded with, you have my bow or like, you have my sword. Is that the reference?
Yes.
You have my sword? Okay. Yeah. I don't watch Lord of the Rings, but I know enough to kind of like support myself when it comes to talking about pop culture. Okay. So when people laugh about it, I'm like, I know some of it. Okay. I don't know all of it.
Also, congratulations for Chinese people. We have a Beckham.
Oh, nice. We are that old now, huh?
Yes.
We are
yes,
at that
yes.
age now, huh? That the that kids are being named this.
Yes, Beckham.
Not even David, Beckham.
No, just Beckham.
Beckham Lim.
No,
Beckham Chong.
I think Beckham Ng.
Beck - Ham. Because the father likes like Suyok.
What the heck?
Beckham.
And he loves to listen to Beck.
Yeah.
What if I name my child a combination of my two favorite things? Beckham.
Power.
All right, let's go on to the useless facts you don't need to know. Now, okay, I see Haziq, thank you so much for actually like editing it because I've not touched this in the year and we've actually had
Have
the same facts
this?
For the year.
Yeah, I did. But I was just like not editing it.
Okay, so there is like a lot and I'll take one first.
Ken.
Right.
Okay.
But this is really interesting.
Let's read the news. I want Azrina to take this one.
Which one? Number what?
Number three. Let's read the news. Number three.
Okay. This is my favorite one.
Yep.
And I've actually done a lot of reading about it. Right. And it is the first useless fact that you don't need to know, because I know this is going to hurt a lot of people, is the Myers-Briggs test, the MBTI test.
Yeah.
Has no scientific basis whatsoever.
So I heard too. I mean, there's a debate on that.
Yes. So it's not so because I don't believe in MBTIs, right? Mm-hmm. Because my cousins are like, oh, what's your MBTI? I'm like,
But it's a conversation starter.
It is a conversation starter. Yes, you're right. You're right. Right. They go like, oh, what's your MBTI? I say, STFU.
STFU.
I don't believe in that shit, right? And I'm a very results proven person, which means that I need to see solid proof that this actually works as a personality test. But when something tells me that it's not true, I'll go like, I will fight hard for this to tell you that this is not true.
You'll die on that hill.
I'll die on that hill. And I've pissed off a lot of people by saying that the MBTI has no basis whatsoever. And they're like, what do you mean by that? I've always been an ENFP. I'm like, no, you're just extroverted.
Yeah. Yeah. And also, if you take the test again, it will come out different.
Correct. Right?
Yeah. And this is why the MBTI also applies to cats.
What?
Yeah. Hey.
Yeah. So I was taking an MBTI test for my cat, Henry. For
yeah,
my
his cat. Cat's name is Henry.
And this is before I met him.
Okay.
How do you feel about that?
I'm okay.
Okay.
Like, the cat always wins. I you have to know this. With imagine, Haziq, the cat always wins.
Yeah, imagine if like you go to Haziq's house and they're like, Henry, come here. And I'm like,
bruh, that has happened so on Zoom call. And I'm like, Henry, stop it. Stop it. And then like, on the
what?
Zoom call,
yeah,
I was like,
stop what?
Like, oh my god, I would love to see it.
The cat.
Yeah, the cat. Like, the cat.
Yeah, the cat.
I didn't name him, my ex did.
Okay. Henry. Well, okay.
I am a much worse person compared to Henry. Henry is a very nice cat.
And when he has his moods, he becomes French. He becomes Henri.
Henri. Is he a very distinguished gentleman?
Yes.
Always James, a distinguished gentleman.
So what's your cat's MBTI?
Yeah.
INFP.
INFP.
But shouldn't... Okay, look. So cats are technically... They're not very...
Extrovert?
Yeah. They are quite solitary animals, right?
Yeah.
Are they?
Yeah, no. So basically, depends on the behavior. Like, so if they like... if they're attention seekers, like if you come to someone's house and they have a cat and then the cat just
casually
itself in the middle of the circle of people,
they are extroverted.
If they
so it's an ANFP at that point.
If you don't see them, then they're an I.
It's an INF. E-N-F-P. Yeah. I don't know that. Yeah.
Have you taken the test?
I have.
Okay.
I am an E-T something something.
Oh.
Like, what yeah. are you?
I-N-T-P.
Ooh.
Oh, same. I am I-N-F-P.
Okay, yeah. Yes.
They say it's logician, but...
What was it called?
Logician.
Logician.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're a logical person. Okay. We have to think of a word logician.
Yeah, like, it's like, oh, like, what's it?
Okay, so I actually like really, really didn't like the fact that people are using it. It's like, okay, what do you have? What
do you have? Oh, no.
The MBTI. Can you say, okay, can Azrina say, like, I'm a logician and everything, right? So the MBTI test that I did, had those cartoons on them.
Yeah.
Who are you similar to, right?
Yeah.
And then I'm like, then mine was like a picture of Frodo.
Oh, damn.
So like, when Azrina said, I'm a logician, I was going to say, oh, I'm a hobbit.
I'm going on an adventure. Technically, you have the height, so you just don't have big feet, but that's fine.
Yes, true, true.
Okay, so I don't want to read through this, but basically the whole TLDR of it is that because it has no, it's not proven by psychologists to actually have solid proof that it actually is a legitimate personality test. It was done by two white women, and because of how inconsistent results are from person to person, that was the basis of the reason why it was not proven as a psychological test. With MBTI tests, I just don't believe it. Like, and this kind of vibe, this fact kind of vibe with me. And there was a Vox article that if I have time to kind of link it in, I'll link it in for you guys to read. But it really just really dives very deep into the origins of the MBTI test and how a lot of people have actually debunked on the effectiveness of the MBTI test. And even as ourselves, we also kind of like, oh, we know that it doesn't work because it's not proven, right? Like every time our personality changes. I mean, I know for a fact that I'm an extrovert, right? I know that you two are introverts, and only the first letter of the whole test doesn't change. The results doesn't change.
That's why I just take the first letter. Then everything else doesn't matter.
Correct. So that's about it, right? Hasik, let's take another fact. There's a lot, actually.
Oh, okay. There is a Japanese organization called White Hands that offers ejaculation help to people with paralysis, muscle atrophy, incurable diseases, and cerebral palsy. Oh. So when I read this fact, right?
You just heard the first line, right?
Up to
offers ejaculation.
But what intrigues me the most is that they're quite strict with who they help out. So it's basically the people with
disabilities,
paralysis.
Disabilities.
Not just any disability. Like, you can't be like fucking retarded and like getting a hand job every day, right?
Sorry,
mentally challenged.
Yes.
So it's only people with like, and you can't be on the spectrum. Then everyone in the world will get like free hand jobs from my hands.
That's true.
Right.
I can say that I'm part of the spectrum and get a free hand job.
Yeah. So yeah. they only help people with paralysis, muscle atrophy, incurable diseases, and cerebral palsy. And incurable diseases point, they have a list of which incurable diseases.
Really?
Yeah, because like I mean, Hep C it's curable, but like everyone has Hep C.
Yeah.
Like if you're sexually active, you automatically have
Hep C.
Yeah. Right? So like, okay, just like y'all ever gone for like a
checkup?
No, like
hepatitis
STI test. Checkup?
I
no.
No.
Okay,
no.
Y'all should. Because everyone has Hep C. Yeah, like if you guys are sexually active, like go for an like STD checkup or STI checkup. Cause like I used to go every year.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because like, I mean, yeah, like
yes.
sexually yeah. active.
Yeah.
Right? So like, and then the results came out like, oh, you have Hep C. And like, oh my god, doctor, am I gonna die? And he was like, no, relax, everyone has Hep C.
Oh.
And I'm like, even you? Like, if you've ever been sexually active in your life, like
at a point.
Unless you're that guy from like Rawang who fucks goats.
Oh yeah, Awang. Oh. Our friend Awang.
Awang the goat fucker from Rawang.
Yeah, Awang the goat fucker from Rawang, yes.
Yeah, so unless you're that guy, then like, yeah, oh, everyone has Hep C lah.
Episode 6 or 7, I think.
Yeah.
We talked
so there
about
was this
it.
One yeah. guy during the pandemic, he went around like fucking his neighbor's goats.
Yeah.
And his name was Awang and he was from Rawang.
To make it even worse, the goat died.
Yeah, the goat died.
To make it worse, the goat died. Yeah.
Yeah. So
to make it worse, my granddad is Awang.
Oh shit.
And he passed away.
Hey, look, full circle.
But yeah, okay. So white hands, they're strictly professional as anyone
white hands.
Who gives out hand jobs an organization.
Except this is not a paid service.
Except this is not a paid service. Like you can pay them.
Okay.
You know, you can pay them. So they have like women. Like they send women to all these houses in this is Japan, right?
Right.
So and there's a documentary about it.
Of course, it has to be a woman. Okay.
There's a documentary about it. Right. So after I read this, I watched the documentary and shit. Right?
Holy shit!
So they're like so professional. Like they go to people's houses. And you see all these like patients, like just like
lie down
on the tatami floor, right? And then they're just like paralyzed or some shit like that. And then the lady will go like she'll say something like, "Hello, I'm from White Hands and everything. I'm here to help you. Like I will now be touching you. I will now be unrobing you."
So uncomfortable.
And then they'll start jacking him off. And I'm like, I can get away with this. I was thinking like, I can get away with this.
Yeah, can I fake a disability? Yeah. Go to Japan and like get a hand job.
Yeah, get a hand job for free. And it's like a semi-government initiative.
Sometimes being a man is tough because we have to pay for our hand jobs.
Like for women, I think like they have an equivalent, which is called like white machines.
Oh god, this is new.
It's just a dildo attached to like a jackhammer.
There's a name for it. I remember there used to be a name for it. Now it's not to make you feel uncomfortable.
Yeah, definitely no. This is information that I need to know.
This is coming from a man of culture. Man of culture, I mean I've seen enough porn. but there was machines that was like a horse.
It's a dildo attached to a jackhammer.
Dude, let's
the white machine.
And you just
could be the equivalent of a guy who likes to fuck a lot and he's white. I'm the white machine.
This reminds me of like Mormons.
Oh shit.
Oh, the whole
the soaking.
Holy shit, the soaking.
The soaking.
Yeah.
The soaking.
It's like they paid someone to just like, okay, you just get naked and all that, and then there's a shaker, right?
Yeah, there's a shaker. So you
wait, hold on.
Okay.
What is a shaker?
You don't know it? Okay.
What is a shaker?
Arina, let's
get more.
Okay.
So in Mormon culture, right, like premarital sex is not allowed.
Yes, definitely no.
But there are loopholes.
Yeah, to cheat God.
To cheat God. So
the fact that you cheat God, you're not religious anymore. Mm. What the fuck? Okay, and then
so in Mormon culture, sex is only determined if you have a in and out motion.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm. I kind of see where this
is
going.
It's only when you have an in and out motion that is considered sex in Mormon culture, okay. Right? So okay. If you don't move, right, okay. It's not sex. So what they do is...
Yes.
They have two things. They have soaking, which is just basically like the guy having the penis inserted into the vagina and then not moving at all.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have the shaker.
Yeah, and then you have you hire someone to shake the bed. So it's like, oh no.
Oh, so the movement doesn't come from you, but it's from the bed.
It's from the bed, yes.
Jesus Christ.
So there's this one documentary.
Oh my God.
That I have watched this before. There's one clip where like the girl asks her best friend to be the shaker. So they're on the bed and the girl's like bouncing. The friend is just bouncing on the bed, shaking it. So there's actually like motion between the couple.
This makes me feel very uncomfortable. But at the same time,
it's not a bad idea.
Yeah. I'm like, I feel like, you know what? That's a genius way to cheat God.
Yeah.
That's a really good way to cheat God.
I want to be the shaker.
I always wanted to be the shaker.
Do you guys want to start a service where we just be professional shakers?
Yeah.
But then again, like, how many Mormons do you know are in Malaysia?
There are like those people who walk around in what, uniforms?
Those are Jehovah's Witnesses. Yeah. So let me... Malaysian Mormon Society lah. Okay, let's grow this guy.
Let's
do
this. I'm sure there are Mormons in Malaysia. I'm very sure there are Mormons in Malaysia. Like maybe it's not a very big population, but you know what makes me feel at ease is the fact that it probably is going to be centered around Klang Valley.
Yeah.
As
every
niche would be. The
Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints is a Mormon.
Oh.
In Malaysia, but it's in Sabah lah.
Oh, you had the opportunity though, but Sabah is big.
I had an opportunity. Yeah. I did.
Mormons. Damn. But I have a student who's Jehovah Witnesses.
Oh,
and
shit.
We always like,
so you
oh,
can't celebrate birthdays?
No, she cannot.
Yeah.
And then when we have like her classmates like, oh, it's her birthday today, let's sing happy birthday. She stood there. She didn't even sing.
She just,
it's like against
just
her religion.
Emotionless.
Yeah.
Oh my God. This is what I think the Donola podcast has missed. Childhood trauma.
Childhood
like,
trauma.
Like just explaining childhood trauma to us. Like, oh, okay. So this kid could not celebrate a birthday.
Nope. Christmas,
what,
nope.
What was the reason why Jehovah Witnesses could not celebrate their birthdays? I can't remember what was the reason. I can't remember what the reason was.
Oh, so Mormons are prevalent in Sabah, Sarawak, Penang and Selangor.
Ooh, Penang?
Obviously, Selangor. Everyone.
Penang, but it's Mormon.
So you're telling me in Selangor, there are
Mormons. Yeah.
See?
So
Klang Valley.
Come lah.
Let's go find
our services.
Yeah. If there are any Mormons who are listening to this podcast, by some weird chance, Donola podcast has actually popped up in your timeline on Spotify. We are offering shaker services.
We would love to be your shakers.
Yeah, we would love to be your shakers.
And it would just be us just jumping on the bed and then they're like, they've already rolled down on the floor and we don't give a shit about it. We're just having fun jumping on the bed. You know?
We didn't have a childhood, we're sorry, but like we just wanted this to happen.
We were never allowed to jump on beds. Mattresses are expensive.
Yeah.
I also heard like some people, the shaker charge like per shake. Like, let's say $50 per shake. Like, if you shake, like, bop, 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 like, if you, like, it's a lot of shake, then you just, like, the money comes in.
Guys, we can make bank bean shakers.
Shake. Depends.
We can make bank bean shakers.
Okay, per shake. Okay. As a guy, right? You know how, like, there's a thrusting motion, the in and out thrusting motion?
Mm.
Right, and so if the Mormon shaker charges per shake, how many shakes would it take you to ejaculate?
I haven't counted. I'll go back and count later.
and then
write it down.
And how much would it cost? So if it's 50 ringgit per shake, how many shakes would it take for you to ejaculate?
Oh,
it's
shit.
It's very expensive to have sex.
Yes. And also then we can make or break the market, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We can destroy the whole market altogether because then girls will start charging per pump. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh.
Right? Per hip thrust, I charge you $50.
Yes.
So it's going to get shorter.
It's going to... Oh, shit. So then men have to start... oh, my God. My English is dying.
Dying. But even for you, right? As a woman, like, how many shakes of the bed would it take to just satisfy you?
Yeah.
You know, because this
it's
is
not
all
just
about
a man thing, you know.
Yeah. It's quite a lot, actually.
Right.
Actually, a lot.
Yeah. So I'm like, wow, this is very interesting. You know what? Let's just make this a thing. We just go and count next time. We just like, have an average. It's like go to close friend of yours, ask them to have sex with their wife or anything like that, and just sit down. You're like, okay, don't bother us. We're just here for statistical purposes, right? Just
research.
Okay, 50 pumps.
I'm actually quite curious about this. Okay, anyone out there, doesn't care if you're Mormon lah, who are okay with three random strangers jumping on your bed while you lie motionless inside your woman, let us know.
Yes.
Because we want to try this out. But three shaker powers is better than the power of one shaker,
yeah,
right?
Yes.
It's a continuous shaky motion by three people.
Yes.
Instead of one person jumping, we take turns jump. It creates a wave.
Nice motion.
Nice motion. Like
you are onto something, Hazik. Mm-hmm. You are onto something. Hey, Hazik,
the businessman.
Donola podcast. So what do you guys do on your? This, what do you guys do on your pastime? Oh, we go and earn money. Being shakers.
We jump on beds.
We jump on beds. Oh.
We play Shake It Off at the background. Shake it off.
I think that amongst the three of us, right, as you know, would be the most like enthusiastic about it.
I would be though. I was like, oh my god, this is so fun.
Like everyone would be like, okay, let's jump. Like, as you know, we're like, yeah, come motherfucker,
come on.
Okay,
you like that?
Let's. Are you done? Okay, thank you.
Oh, it was so short.
Oh. Oh, Azrina Kuda. I thought it was going to be longer. Oh,
yeah,
well.
It's okay.
All right. Okay, let's move on to Let's Read the News. Azrina, because yes. This is your debut on Let's Read the News, let's read the news.
Okay, so there's a bunch of interesting thing. So man confesses he was immature for throwing wife out of the plane.
Into the ocean.
And then he confesses like 20 years later.
Oh my God.
Huh? Oh my God.
So like he's a former plastic surgeon convicted on circumstantial evidence of killing his wife and finally gave confession after 20 years later.
Oh my God.
I see, like Haziq said, like, oh, he confessed.
Yeah, it's fine. It's 20 years.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
People have moved on.
So basically, he wanted her to stop yelling.
Oh my God.
And he decided just to attack her.
Oh my God.
Interesting.
I wanted her to stop yelling at me and I attacked her.
Yeah, so I don't think that's possible because, like, if you open the door, like, don't you get sued?
What plane was it that? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wouldn't you get sued if you throw a body off a plane? Like,
I think it was the
plane.
I think it was a private.
Yeah.
The only way he can get away with this, if he was Malindo. Flying. No lah, Malindo would never take off lah. He'd just be waiting.
That's why they renamed themselves to Batik Air. What?
Oh really?
Yeah. They renamed themselves Batik Air.
Oh, probably that's. The reason why.
But to their credit, Batik Air, despite your weird cancellation policies and pissing people off, you guys have really good leg room.
Oh.
Yeah, their planes have really good leg room. I was comfortable in my flight to Sabah with Batik Air as compared to my flight to Sarawak with Air Asia. I'll never praise Air Asia, but Air Asia actually flew on time.
Oh yeah, they're like on time these days.
I'm like, wow, what the fuck happened? See what happens when Tony Fernandez doesn't involve himself in everything that Air Asia does.
Yeah, because I do think Batik Air is like their competition now because it's the price is almost the same.
Yeah, it's low cost.
Yeah, and also they have like 20 kg inclusive.
Yes.
And because Air Asia, you need to pay
correct
for the 20 kg.
You have to pay for everything like, essentially, which is stupid.
A lot of people go for Batik Air despite there's like few delays.
Yeah, and I heard that they're notorious for it. Basically, whatever Air Asia has done before, Batik Air is doing it right now, and Air Asia is just looking at them going like, get to my level. You haven't pissed enough people yet. Wait till people start not flying with you guys, then maybe you'll think about it.
Oh. But yeah, how did this person push the wife?
So, I'm reading through it, right? And this was coming out from a transcript, but the whole premise of the story or the headline alone gave me the impression of like what was the headline again? Sorry.
He was immature.
Imagine he was being interrogated, right? And it's like, yeah, I threw my wife off the plane. I admit, I was a little bit immature, right? I wasn't in my right state of mind. I was immature. I was thinking like a 10-year-old child. And that was the premise of the murder, right?
No, he goes to the interrogation room, people like questioning him and everything, right? And then he tells a story about how his wife is and everything, and the cops are just like, you know, sir, what you did wasn't right, but we understand. We're all married men here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, we have the same thought.
We're doing God's work.
In any case, I wish I had your bravery to strangle your wife. And then dump her body in the ocean. And the body was never found, by the way.
Oh, shit.
So he was technically a suspect. He was technically a suspect for 10 years before he confessed later, saying that, you know, he killed his wife, right? So he was guilty of second-degree murder, which meant that he's not even going to be sentenced for life. He's just like, I'm part of the process, but I'm not there.
Because he confessed?
Yeah, because he confessed, so he got a plea deal. He got second-degree murder.
Oh, damn.
So technically, that only gets him maybe in the judicial system in America. America.
Oh, yeah. America.
There's going to be an influx of Americans just like randomly.
Yeah, it's a private plane.
It's a private plane.
Yeah, because he said he flew over. I'm like, what? He flew over? Like, there's no way you can fly yourself.
Yeah.
With a commercial airline and just like, don't mind me, I'm just throwing my wife's body down the ocean. Can you imagine the whole thing if that was actually a commercial flight? That would be the most that would be the most uncomfortable thing I've ever seen. I'm sitting there like, this guy.
This happened in 1980s.
Yeah, 1985. Yeah, 1985. But he remains in prison. He was gonna have a parole hearing, and then he confessed that he was immature, that he killed his wife. So.
Yeah, I was immature, you know? Just throw her off.
I was 20. Like, I thought the right thing to do was just to strangle her to shut her up.
Yeah, I thought she's going to survive because it's the ocean, you know?
And
water.
Porn told me choking is fine for women.
No.
We were so frustrated the shaker didn't do the job.
Are they Mormons?
I was bitching about it.
Where'd you get the shaker? He does nothing.
And you see Azriel in the background, like, I'm just doing my best.
Yeah, you gotta trust the process.
Get out. Okay, let's move on. That was an interesting news, actually. I actually didn't think that it was like a funny push her off the thing.
Yeah.
I didn't know she died. So I was like, oh, okay. At least he confessed.
At
least he confessed, right? There's actually a news that I want to pick up, but I don't know whether or not our recorder will allow us to. But I'm going to quickly just go through it just to cleanse the palate a little bit, because we have a question from Joel that we want to answer, right? And this is from World of Buzz.
Of course it is.
World of Buzz is our favorite news platform to shit on.
Worst type of journalism.
I love it.
Yeah. For those people who believe that new World of Buzz is a legitimate news source, please die. All right. I don't even want to sugarcoat it. Just please pass away.
Well, that's how they make money, by clicks, you know? Like, people are like, what the heck? This is so stupid, but still.
Yeah, it works, right? Yeah. Like, good for them. They're making money, right? Yeah. Whatever. Fuck them. They should not be here. Useless brand on journalism. Sorry, I'm just projecting now. Okay, so the headline is, quote, showering without me, RM4520, close quote. Malaysian imposes punishable offences rules to boyfriend with fines.
What?
Huh? Do you guys want me to read
please?
All right, so let's just go through it, because the news is very short. It's World of Buzz, right? So let me just read the introduction.
The headline also doesn't make sense. What kind of fucking journalism is this?
Yeah.
Showering without me, 45.20.
Om Layu.
20 cents.
Om Layu. Yes. Correct.
So the girlfriend is imposing fines on the boyfriend.
Yes, okay. What the fuck? So let me just start reading this. A relationship shouldn't consume your emotions or change your identity, and it most certainly shouldn't come with a list of punishable offences. Thank you for teaching me something that I never thought I would learn. What about us?
As we know, throughout the history of Donola podcast, whenever we grab a story out of like World of Buzz,
We shit on them
shit
first.
On their writing.
Yeah, yeah, because it's terrible writing. We are both journalists, which makes it even worse. Because we can pinpoint every single error. It's not even a fucking summary lead. What the fuck is this 25-word summary lead? Dog shit? Okay, anyways. A viral tweet by @SirapLaiChi recently... recently shows a Malaysian woman who came up with a whopping 20 rules that she expected her partner to follow. Any violations are bound to be punished with respective fines. If her man goes out without informing her, that's a 38 ringgit 45 cent fine. And if he cheats on her, this is a kicker, and if he cheats on her, that's 100 ringgit and 50 cents.
Oh, why is it so specific? So where the cent come from? Tax.
Yeah, that's why. GST.
Here's a list of punishable offences that her man or future partners are expected to abide by. Thank you, World of Buzz, for actually listing it down so that you can...
Now we can actually judge.
For readability purposes. Okay? Smoking. 98 ringgit, 1 cent.
Oh my God.
1 cent. What is number 1 cent? SST, what is number 2?
On a call, you can round it up to donate to the charity. Yeah. On a call with another woman, 99 ringgit, 80 cents.
Bro, what if she's your boss?
Arguing. 35 ringgit, 60 cents. Okay, not bad. Scolding. Flat 83 ringgit. Getting mad, 88 ringgit 10 cents. Showering without her, 45 ringgit 20 cents.
Oh my God.
A day without calls, 78 ringgit 45 cents. Not talking to each other, 62 ringgit. No kisses, 100 ringgit. Blue tick chat means left on red, guys, 30 ringgit 85 cents. Saved another girl's number, 99 ringgit 99 cents. keeping issues to yourself. 83 ringgit 21 cents. We're almost done. Not sending selfies. 74 ringgit 60 cents. Hang up on her. 35 ringgit. Not wishing her anything. 59 ringgit 30 cents. I would assume not wishing her anything means selamat pagi awak, right?
Yeah, good
59
night.
Ringgit 30 cents.
Mulakan hari anda dengan bismillah.
Disudahi dengan alhamdulillah.
Okay, three more. Wearing shorts on dates. 77 ringgit 10
what
cents.
What the fuck? Oh my god.
Wait.
You're definitely not qualified.
Not taking medications. 5 ringgit 70 cents. And to kick it all off, the last one, which is the most expensive, and also an indicator of who she wants to date, which are Malay people, racing, 1,000 ringgit fine.
Bro!
Dia rempit eh. Boyfriend rempit, dapat mina rempit ke macam ni? Aduh.
Oi, I want to break up with her.
The woman ended her list of punishable offences with a reminder. Sekian dari saya. Someone saved her as favourite girl.
Scandal number 2.
This guy has a Stockholm syndrome, man.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh my god.
Is she that pretty though? Like
oh my god. Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Imagine she's like the hardest one to get and you got her and then she's like, "Oh, this is my rules."
Or maybe she's the easiest one to get but she just thinks she has standards.
Oh, that's another one.
It's either one of those, right? Yeah.
But my question is, how does she come up with these prices?
Yeah.
I bet she's an accountant, you know. She balances the books and everything like that.
Oh, imagine that.
Ada SST plus GST. 1 cent tu dari mana?
Yeah.
Round it up lah.
Yeah, but the best is save another girl's number is 99 cents. To be fair, it's not really that expensive to do that. Right? I'll pay the fine and just save another person's number. What if it's
but
my colleague?
Cheating on me is so cheap though.
Yeah. Cheating.
Cheating on me is so cheap.
Cheating
so obviously
on me.
Cheating is like 90 bucks or something like that.
You're right.
Save someone else's number.
You exactly read the journalist's mind because the next statement that he used was, quote, "I might as well cheat."
Yeah, it's like 1 cent different.
Yeah.
Like, oh, instead of just saving a girl's number, might as well like pay 100 throws.
Never really gave it much thought.
Yeah.
And raised 1,000 ringgit. I mean, I'll pay it, man. Yeah. You know why I would pay it? Like, paying a fine for illegal racing is worse than 1,000 ringgit from a girlfriend.
Exactly.
The cops catch him, right? And he's like, "Bang, janganlah, bang, jangan denda lah, bang, bang, bang. Kalau baby aku tahu, bang.
Baby saya.
Kalau saya tahu, saya kena bayar 1,000 ringgit, bang. Macam mana, bang?"
Macam tu lah.
The police also is like, "What the fuck?"
Confirms, ya, mamat ni rempit.
Yeah, yeah.
Confirm.
Like, the fact that you had to put racing at the bottom, that scares the shit out of me, which means, you have weird choices with men. I'm not judging, but at the same time, do better lah.
Yeah.
You know, really do better lah, you know?
But I do think, rumpits are like low-key hopeless romantic. Yeah.
Do you have experience?
No.
Okay, why though? Why though?
But they're just like all over the girl, and then, okay, I have friends who are rumpit.
Who are rumpit?
You know, because I'm from Shah Alam, so.
No.
Yeah.
Do you see a lot
like,
of dogs there?
Oh, no. Who let the dogs out?
Okay.
No, right?
No, okay, go on.
So they're just like, they're really, really loyal at some point, and then they just do everything. I don't know, man. I've seen it, and they're just like, oh.
Maybe that's Shah Alam rumpits. What about Kedah rumpits?
Oh, that, I'm not sure about KL rumpits and other parts.
Maybe
but
different
that's
state rumpits have different ways of like, probably. Maybe
we
Shah
should
Alam
delve
rumpits,
into this. Yeah. We should like go to each state and just like interview
the
rumpits.
Right? Yeah. Are you a hopeless romantic? I'm under too.
Imagine if he's like, "Okay, I'll do it for you, baby."
Wow. And so then I race for you, baby.
Your rumpit friends in Shah Alam, are you close to them or like just high bye kind of situation?
High bye kind of situation. I'm friends with anyone.
So they effectively in all aspects of the word, they are rumpit lah.
Like wang wang.
Wang wang.
Yeah, yeah. Wang wang. Superman wang wang.
Okay.
Oh, and they're fucking loyal to that woman.
Yeah.
Wow, okay.
Yes.
Okay. So, but if the woman imposes these fines, would they break up with them or not? Or would they pay?
I do not know. The chances are, like, they're pretty much okay with it.
Oh, my God.
I'm not damn. Surprised.
Man, come on.
Damn.
Guys, damn, you're already damn. Paying a lot. Why do you want to pay fines?
But I think she's okay with getting cheated on. Because that's why she imposed, like, 100 ringgit.
Yeah, curang 100 ringgit 50%.
Yeah. So, then you hit on volume, not margin.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Just making money out of that. I mean, I'm pretty sure she just doesn't want relationships. She doesn't want to work. So she's doing this to men yeah. just to get money.
What do you do for a living? I have a dumbass boyfriend. Yeah, that's how I earn my money. Why? What do you mean by that? Oh, no.
EPF Soxo? Yeah. Oh, maybe this is EPF Soxo numbers. It's inclusive of a contribution to the KWSP.
Maybe.
Right,
maybe.
That's why there's a sense
11%,
right?
11%.
Yeah, 11%. Maybe. Yeah, maybe she calculated 11% into
the
all the
way she
one.
Added like heart at the end. Sekian dari saya.
Sekian denda dari saya. That's a lot of rules. I think, alright, my phone decided to commit suicide within this. trigger warning. Okay, so there were some comments made by the tweet. What do you call people on Twitter now? Our ex.
Exes.
The exes.
Seriously?
No. I don't call it ex. No, so I still call it Twitter.
Yeah, I still call it Twitter too. Like, cause fuck what Elon did to the company.
But what pisses me off about Twitter is that like when someone tweets something and then you scroll down and the
there
comment
other suggestions.
Yeah, it's like suggestion. It's like not related to the post
I'm like,
itself.
Where the fuck's the thread? Yeah.
That's so stupid. Is that also one of Elon Musk's?
Yes,
I think so.
I'm very sure.
Innovation.
Just to show how full Twitter still is, but we all know for a fact that 90% of the population of Twitter is gone now.
Yeah.
To Insta threads. Okay, so the questions that were asked by these followers of him, Chirap Lai Chi was asked, "Yang sentu sebab dah kira service charge plus tax ke?"
Exactly my point. Like,
that was the biggest one. Oh, but this was actually old news that they dug up because the tweet came from December 30th, 2023. That's 3 months ago. What?
Oh, it's pretty recent then.
Yeah.
Okay lah, recent lah.
Oh shit. This one quite harsh. Bodoh apa Mina ni tak makan ubat denda RM5.70 je. Nampak sangat tak boyfriend, nak boyfriend dia mati.
Oh no.
See priorities.
Yeah.
You can see from that where the priorities are.
We don't care about medication. I care about whether you cheat on me or not.
Yes.
Right, or you race, I will find you hard for that one. No, but the 50 cents one doesn't make sense though.
The whole list doesn't make sense.
The whole thing doesn't make sense.
Denda pergi race lagi mahal daripada curang. So better curang je lah.
Yeah, betul.
Yeah, betul. Right? Yeah. It's a cheap takeaway, man. Okay, for those people who don't know, paying a prostitute here in Malaysia is about 500 ringgit if it's a local. So, go cheat lah. If you date this girl, go cheat. 100 ringgit is nothing.
100 ringgit is nothing.
Give me 1,001 rules and I'll happily violate all of them. That was one of the replies. Okay, and then typical World of Buzz fashion, they don't conclude it with a conclusion. They conclude it with a question to people for engagement. Right? To all lovebirds out there, do you implement any rules or boundaries that come with a price? And that's it. That's the article.
Okay.
It's really nice. Like, if any of my students ever go into World of Buzz,
oh my goodness,
I'm never acknowledging them again.
Yeah, we'll cut them out.
Is Azri Azizan your student?
No.
Okay.
Thankfully, no.
Azri Azizan, stop writing. You disappoint the shit out of me with your writing. Stupid.
Okay, so let's answer that question because we're don't know lah.
Yeah.
Would you impose like if you could impose one fine, what kind of fine would you be and how much will it cost?
Oh, I will die. I don't really impose a lot of fines because I'm very much a chill person. And
you have to do one.
I have to do one. Don't be stupid lah.
Don't be stupid. And then how much would you pay?
Huh? How much would I pay?
How much that person will pay?
How much would I charge them? Yeah. $500. If you be stupid, it's expensive. It's okay. Expensive being stupid, right? So pay me $500. Or buy me a pair of cleats. I don't know.
Cleats.
Yeah,
okay.
Cleats. What do you think? Yeah. What do you think?
No, I'm like...
Buy me a pair of cleats.
Clitoris. Clitoris. I'm kidding.
Okay, Haziq has one. I can see the
synapses connecting.
Oh, yeah,
he's thinking
now.
About it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Fire, 10 ringgit per thrust after the first 30 minutes.
No!
after the first 30 minutes. If you don't get me to come after 30 minutes of me like getting you off 7, 8, 9 times, every thrust after that costs $10.
Okay.
That's a fair assessment.
After half an hour.
You did the maths. You
after
did the
first half an hour.
Okay, Ken. Azmina, okay. What about you?
For me, being indecisive.
Oh, you are.
Bagaimana? Saman.
How much?
I would say $50.
Okay. $50. Okay.
It's not that bad.
At least I have to. Okay, so.
Consume memento.
No, because I had this experience before where, like, I don't plan on going out, but my ex was like, "Oh, jom lah keluar, like, let's go on a date." I'm like, "Okay, do you have any place in mind?"
Nope.
"Oh, no, you decide."
Oh my god.
Oh, habis lah.
And I was like, I'm pissed. Like, you asked me out. I was like, my thought would be like, "Oh, probably he has a place to go, like, wanna bring me to makan or whatever." Like, I don't mind that. But then I have to make the decision to go somewhere.
Hey, I have a question. As a woman lah. As a woman that has been in many relationships. I mean, like, as a woman that has been in relationships, sorry.
Many.
Allegedly.
How much is many?
Yeah.
Allegedly.
What's the longest relationship you ever had?
8 years.
Ooh. 8 years, right? Mm, okay. 8 years. What's the shortest relationship you ever had?
5 months.
Okay, so on average, like, more than 3 months lah, right? Your relationships.
Yes.
All right. So when you get to a certain point in your relationship, obviously you're comfortable with that person, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So let's say, at any point during any of these relationships, were either of you not living with family?
You moved out together or something?
No, yeah, the guy has his own place, ke apartment, ke you have your own place, ke apa ke?
So far, oh yeah, that's one particular guy, okay. Like stayed in his own place.
Right. Mm. So you get comfortable, you stay over at his place a lot, right? You hang out at his place a lot, right? Does it bug you that when you are comfortable, obviously you're Dapi asking you, you're an introvert, you're a home. Are you a homebody?
Yes.
A homebody. This is why I get pissed off in any relationship. Not pissed off, it just irks me. Where like, okay, you're in a relationship for a very long time.
Mm.
That person, one of you has their own place lah. So you obviously you're comfortable with each other. You don't have to like go out, spend time, have fun and everything. You can just be comfortable with each other at home.
Mm.
Right?
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Watch movies, ke apa, just order in or cook or whatever. Right? But then also this is I don't know if this applies to you lah, but majority of the women that I have talked to, and this is not from my experience, like this is from the women that I talked to about it lah.
Uh-huh.
Right. It gets to a certain point that they think that the relationship gets stale because they're comfortable with
each other.
Just
by staying home and relax.
Do you have that?
I don't.
No.
I prefer like staying home.
Because she's a homebody.
Home.
Mm. So for all these women, right, what they'll say is that they'll get bored with the guy because their relationship is stale. Because they don't go out anymore.
Like going on dates and then cafe hopping and all that.
But for me, it's like, but you are comfortable with each other. Why do you have to seek adventure elsewhere?
Yeah.
Fair enough. Know? Yeah.
I'm homebody.
Oh, yeah,
but then again, you have occasions where you go out and stuff like that. It's just not as often, and that's okay. Right?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
And a lot of the reasons why relationships like that end is because the girls themselves find it, the relationship has gone boring.
Hmm.
But you're comfortable already, right?
What's your take?
My take is, I do think like some women prefer going out like cafe hopping because they want to dress up, they want to have that quality time.
Mm.
But I do think probably they cannot do it at home, I guess, because they're staying with families.
Okay.
But for those who are staying like together and still wants that to go out, I mean, it's unnecessary because for me, like dates are like just getting to know each other and spend time that we cannot stay at home. But if you have a place, you can just chill and eat at home and then just like
see. Yeah, and this only applies when either one of you has their own place lah.
Okay.
When you stay with family, takkan you nak macam
lipat with my dad.
Right.
My dad wants
so
to see you.
Weird.
Yeah, and then I have this like thought, like how do like people actually bring their partner just like hang out with their parents and families?
No, mine's just food. So usually you're just going to have dinner and stuff like that. Yeah.
So
not just hang out though. That's weird. Yeah.
No,
even for
actually,
me.
So this is what happened with an ex of mine, like previous ex lah.
Mm.
Like we were together for like 3 years, four, like something like that.
Mm.
So I was staying at my own place. We would spend a lot of time at my place, right? So the only time we would ever spend time with my family or her family is when we just want to show face.
Okay.
You know, get them comfortable with us before we like so that the family knows us, so that like kawin couple is easier lah. So yeah, she would come over to my, we would go over to my parents' house and we would just like spend time there, just chill, watch TV,
talk to them. Oh
yeah. So yeah, answering your question, like we used to spend time at my parents' house.
Okay.
Just to show face.
Yeah, that's what Wanchi does too sometimes. So
yeah,
yeah, that's fine.
So
yeah.
What about you, Henry?
Me?
What's your take?
I'm indifferent. Like for me, it's like the stale thing. You always find a way, if we really do want to make an effort to it, you will find a way to reignite it. There's always ways. But if you really can't, then okay, lo, what can you do, right? So like for me, it's like it's a give and take situation. There needs to be something from each party to kind of make things better or to make things lively in the relationship. So if it gets very stale, then yeah lah, then it means not meant to be lah, you know. Like for me, it's like you will always find. I'm an optimist. I'm also having a stroke, but like I'm an optimist. So like I don't see the worst in people. Neither do I see the worst in situations. Sometimes I always look at the, like, there will always be something that, you know, if it works out, there will always be something that can save the situation. There's always something that will come out of it from that situation. So for me, it's like, okay, if you're bored, then it means there's no effort from you. Itu je. Yeah. That's my take. Yeah. Okay. So I have a situation. I do want to talk about Joel's question. Joel's question. But I have the strongest need to do number two.
Oh shit.
Hey.
Yeah. So I've been holding it in for the longest time.
If you meet a ghost, then let us know.
But I can't take it anymore.
Okay.
So we're
gonna
end the podcast over here.
Okay.
I like how this podcast is gonna end. Because I'm going to take a shit. So, so if you need to follow us on our socials, Joel will answer you next time. Bye.
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 Hi, welcome to the Don't Know Lah podcast. If you are listening to this, don't forget to like and subscribe to us on a YouTube channel that we have not created yet. When you find this voice note with this soothing voice in the sound of rain, which has not come and arrived yet because Mother Nature is being a bitch, you can sit down and listen to us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts. You can also listen to us on your favorite podcasting platforms, whether it be Breaker, whether it be Overcast, whether it be Radio Public. If you want to drop us suggestions, we are a fully interactive show, though we don't interact with you face to face. We would like you to send us your weirdly specific questions, your weird opinions, your weird suggestions to us at our social media platforms at Don't Know Lah Podcast on both Facebook and Instagram. Our Facebook page is dying, because nobody uses Facebook anymore except for old people, and we're trying to reach out to the younger audience. Because of that, you can give us a like on Facebook as pity. And if you do like us on Instagram, you can like us, like our videos, like the highlights that comes out every day, or not every day, but 2 to 3 days, depending on how lazy Henry is on that week. Just have fun. We've also put in a link tree where you can find our forms made from Google Forms. Thank you, Google. You can also find us there. You can put in anything. You can ask us anything. You can tell us anything. You can give us an opinion about anything. Just put it there, because we desperately need people to keep our show alive. We're dying here. We're trying to make money. Why are you not giving us money? Please, for the love of God, just give me money. We need money to survive. We don't want to work our day jobs anymore. Hazik has a cat to feed. His name is also Henry.